Okay, so hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 13th of July 2009. If you could just state your 14th of July 2009, sorry, if you could just state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you come from.
Right, my name is Medwin Pierce. I am 55 years of age, and I come from Anglesey in North Wales.
And how are you feeling today?
Nervous, excited, anticipating, nervous, excited, and very pleased to be involved in the Marvis project.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Probably by accident, when I was following Anthony Gormley's art, as I do periodically, probably on the net somehow. But the whole family is interested in Mr. Gormley's art, so one of us are bound to pick up things that are going on about his projects. So that's how it was initially.
And what inspired you to take part in the project?
The opportunity to be involved with anything that Mr. Gormley's conducting. And I just thought it would be a good idea just to try. I didn't think for one minute that I'd be successful or that I'd be chosen. I was really surprised and gobsmacked when I got the beautiful email that says you've been successful, which was great.
How long have you been following Gormley's art for?
Must be about 15 years ago when I saw The Field, when it was on a tour and it came to Oriel Mostyn in Llandudno, and I was just amazed by his work, and since then I followed most of his major projects, and obviously I've seen The Angel of the North, and I've walked on Crosby Beach, so I've seen another place, and a few other items that he's produced.
And what are your hopes and expectations for this particular project?
I'd like to think that people would have access to keep going back to it, like you do with any form of art, where you can keep revisiting it. But I'm not quite sure how accessible it is intended for it to be in the long term, or is it just here and now, and it'll be part of historic process that has taken place, and that's it. I'd be interested in knowing what it is going to be its archivable access, really.
And what are you planning to do with your hour today?
I'm hoping to take photographs from around the square. Slight revision in the plan for the hour, because in London in July it's approximately 18 hours of daylight, and I managed to pick one of the other six, so it's quite challenging photographic wise, but it'll still be interesting, and I'm sure the hour will go very, very quickly.
And what does photography mean to you?
It allows me to pretend that I am an artist of some kind. I can't draw, I can't paint, I can't sculpt, and I've tried to use the camera's capabilities to allow me to contribute to some kind of art. I don't distribute my photography, I just enjoy it. Maybe sometime somebody else will ask if they can see them, but for the moment I just pretend I'm an artist.
And what are you planning on using as your subject matter up on the plinth?
I love my island of birth, which is Anglesey, and there is 122 miles of coastline in Anglesey, which I have been spending a lot of time over the last 20 years in photographing. By my calculation, there's 1,220 centimetres of coastline on the plinth, and that'll be my private island for 60 minutes. So if I can take photographs around its coastline, I will have achieved something, I think. I'm taking some pebbles off my beaches in Anglesey, and they can have their time on the plinth with me as well, as long as I don't trip over them. I'll be there.
And can you tell me a little bit about your cultural background?
My cultural background?
Just your life, where you come from, and how it's shaped you as a person.
I sometimes think that because I love the area which I live so much, that it may have restricted me from what some people call broadening my horizons beyond the confines of our little island. I've not travelled the world extremely widely. I've been to a few places, but I'm quite happy being a home and British person. I'm Welsh, that's probably obvious by my accent. Traditional, ordinary childhood, upbringing, and I've always worked hard, I hope, and honestly, full time, no children, still working, probably about 70 before I've been able to afford to retire. Of course, I have an expensive hobby, photography. I don't know what else I can say about myself, really.
And what do you do as a profession?
I originally trained and qualified as a computer programmer some 30 odd years ago, which was quite a rare event in those days. And since then I've progressed through into finance, materials management, but all the while working for the local water utility. So I've worked for Welsh Water or its subsidiaries or its predecessors for 38 years in one capacity or another. I hope to, well, not for another 38 years, but a few more years anyway.
And what kind of effect do you think this experience will have on your life?
I don't know. I don't think I was going into it expecting it to have an effect. I'm hoping to enjoy it and take away a very, very special privileged hour. I'll talk about it for weeks and bore people to death with it, but no, I'll tell you in a few months' time how what effect it will have had.
And what are your hopes and expectations for your time at Clint?
That I will help Anthony Gormley in achieving what he is expecting from his invited guests onto the plinth, in proving that we in Britain are as diverse, but we're all very good.
And have you had any experience before in performing in public?
Gosh, no. Always go to the back of the room, back of the photograph, group photos. No, I'm always the one at the back. And I'm quite astonished that I've actually followed it all through and that I've turned up here today. No, I never thought of backing out of it. But when I was younger, I did some stage work with local youth movements, but not in my adult days. I haven't done anything performing arts-wise.
And how are you feeling about the live stream?
I've thoroughly enjoyed every minute I've watched of it, and I've been trying to think of myself in the same place, and I've yet to see anybody who have embarrassed themselves, and I'm just hoping that I won't be the first one to fall over, drop me camera, or do anything that'll show me a posh. But no, I don't mind the streaming.
And is there anyone in particular who's supporting you today?
It's just my husband with me today. My sister will be watching. She was on the phone just now, just checking up on me. And my mum is recovering in hospital, having had a stroke last week, but was insistent that I still keep to the appointment, and she's very excited and for me. So I'll go back tomorrow and tell her I've done it. So.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
I'd like my mum to live forever. This week, that's all that is important, is for my mum to get better, and it's been pushing everything to the back of my mind. Health, I think, is one of the most important things that we can all enjoy, if we can. Yeah, that's about it, I think.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
And how are you feeling about going on at the moment?
How am I feeling? Okay. The team here have made everything so straightforward, very welcoming. It's been the last hour has been such a comfortable experience. And it's helped me relax no end about going up there. And I'm just looking forward to it. Not looking forward to be over, but just looking forward to it. So I hope I can come up to the project's expectations, really, as part of, as a contributor.
Great. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck.